This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven past the hour here on the DJ V Show. How do you do? It's Jennifer from California, Victoria from New York, Kara from Washington, Doug from all places north, south, east, and west. This morning I happen to be on the farm in Framingham. The temperatures here up in the 50s today. What's the forecast for New York and Washington the rest of the week? I think it looks pretty good for Easter, doesn't it? At least all
around
the country.
I haven't even looked, honestly, but it's definitely nicer. It seems to be pretty mild.
Out. It's springtime. Baseball season starts. All that hoopla. Let's get to a couple of things that we ought to underscore here. The question has come up this week on Kim Jong-un. Is Kim in China? There is a story about him making a surprise visit to Beijing. A lot of people reporting a high-level North Korean official arriving in China on a train, but didn't confirm. So is he or isn't he? Are there any
pictures of him? Yes. He had to do that because apparently that's the way his dad went to China. And Kim Jong-un has not left the country since he took over the reins from his dad, Kim Jong-il, in, 2011, something like that? So he hasn't left the country since then. And he was worried that if he left the country that there would be a coup, that the people would stage a coup. So they did this secret train without any fanfare. He got on the train. He went to China, but it has been confirmed. And actually, President Trump was already tweeting to confirm it, along with some of the media in China saying, yes, indeed, he was there. And I actually think this is really good news because Kim Jong-un is getting ready to have this meeting with President Trump, and he's never, if you think about it, never met with another foreign leader except for President Moon in South Korea. That's the only person he's ever met with, like, in a face-to-face capacity. So I think to get him a little, like, pardon the pun, but a little boned up for the meeting, he needs to know how everything goes. China is, I guess, somewhat of an ally to North Korea. So maybe it shows he's taking this seriously.
Right. Where did that expression come from?
Bone up.
Bone up, yeah.
I don't know. No idea.
All right, another
created
item of interest for people in the news. George Clooney, Paul McCartney, a number of celebrities over this past weekend in the March for Our Lives contingent. Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande, Demi Lovato, Jennifer Hudson, Lin-Manuel Miranda. When did he become the darling? Was it just because of that show? That Lynn Miranda.
That little show that no one talks about, Hamilton.
I didn't say that. You didn't know.
No, I know, but it was. I'm just joking. It's okay. The way you started to say that show. It was funny.
Well, I never heard of the guy before, and now he seems to be the darling of lots of people, especially the showbiz group.
Yeah, in New York, in the theater scene, he was well known before that for In the Heights, which was his big musical, and Britney Spears went and saw it. A lot of celebrities loved it, and it won like 11 Tony Awards. And then he didn't really do much until he wrote Hamilton and starred in Hamilton. So that's also why he's very visible.
Yeah. All right. So we have been off and on talking about the people who donate a lot of money to help the youngsters get this thing going over the weekend and even further. Apparently the Clooneys coughed up $500,000. Did Oprah do the same?
I think so,
Spielberg, Lady Gaga, Amy Schumer, a number of people that are on those CW shows, cast members from Modern Family. Matter of fact, interestingly enough, McCartney was marching around Central Park West near the Dakota Building, and he said, quote, "One of my best friends," speaking about John, "was killed by gun violence right around here, so it's important to me not just to march, but to take action."
People were so surprised. That was right down the block from our apartment, and people were so surprised that Paul McCartney was just walking in the masses.
Yeah.
He didn't have security detail with him. He was just walking. He had a black and white T-shirt on with that "We Can End Gun Violence," and it was one of the things that New Yorkers are weird like that. We never really believe it's the celebrity because we just don't think, you know. It's like, oh, who's that guy who thinks he looks like Paul McCartney? Well, it was Paul McCartney, but yeah. it was a very poignant statement and a reminder of John Lennon, for sure. New Yorkers, definitely. It was right near Strawberry Fields when he made that statement. So,
well, the ripple effect of this continues as we go down the street, down the week. There's still controversy about whether Emma Gonzalez tore up a photo of the Constitution or not. There was some doctored shots, apparently. You remember Emma Gonzalez as a survivor of the Parkland shooting, and some said she ripped up the Constitution. There were pictures of it supposedly on social media, being posted on Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. Got some retweets and likes and that sort of stuff. But she said that it was fake animation, parody, satire, whatever it is. But I know, Jennifer, that a lot of the right-wing blogs were after her.
Mm-hmm. When we talk about this movement, and it feels weird for me because I support these kids. I support kids getting more involved in the process. I think it's great on one side. But I also think that the divisive rhetoric that's being used as part of these speeches is not necessarily going to do anything to help the cause
ripping up
the Constitution, whether it happened or not, is not
it
a good
image. Happen. Let's not spread fake news. It didn't happen. It was not in the photo shoot. It was a gun target piece of paper that she ripped in half. So, like, this is part of the problem with fake news. It keeps getting spread around and around. It didn't happen. It was a Teen Vogue photo shoot, and Teen Vogue came out and said, here's the original photo. This did not happen. This was doctored to attack this girl.
What's not fake news is the fact that many of the people who were on that stage talked about, in fact, I can tell you one of them, I can cite it almost verbatim, and I think her name was Tanner. Oh, gosh, I can't remember, but we can find it. And she says, okay, they give us bump stocks, we'll take an inch, and then we'll push a mile. And I think the idea here is that these kids, and I think it's not just these kids, I think it's kids in general, have not been educated as to the importance of our Constitution and why it's there and how the Constitution is the very basis of this country. And you're not going to repeal the Second Amendment. I heard David Hogg on CNN saying, well, we don't want to go after responsible gun owners in one breath, but in another saying that he thinks that there needs to be real change, that we need to start confiscating weapons like AR-15. And all of this. This is not how people get things done. And I think the divisive rhetoric, whether you agree with it or not, is not going to bring people together to unify for a cause. It's going to make people like me push so far back from this, because I do believe it to be a slippery slope, that you don't get anything done. And so I think we need to have some real conversations, maybe without the passion.
How do we have the conversation? Without all of this side, there have been plenty of instances on both sides. I've seen some pretty rotten stuff from the right aimed at this young lady and other people.
It's terrible. They're attacking a kid.
Yeah. Well,
and they're attacking her for her looks. They're not even. It's that woman, that idiot woman up in Maine who dropped out of the race, called her a skinhead lesbian.
This is one of the problems with social media in general. Look at the crap that's been aimed at Kelly Ripa just because she went out on a beach in a bikini. What the hell's the matter with people? Don't you have anything in your life that brings you around?
Well, that kind of stuff is always, that's stupid.
Well, but that's what we're talking about. That sort of thing. I noticed Meghan McCain called out some of these students for the strong language, and then somebody took a shot at her because she's the young woman, she's John McCain's daughter who's on The View. She's been very visible when it comes to these sorts of debates. And she apparently has used some expletives on her Twitter site or some social media site, so people have taken shots at her. You know, what does this all get you on either side? What does this stuff get you when you get to the bottom line? I think the most important thing to come out of this discussion, if you'll pardon me, I'm not interrupting, I'm trying to, but I find something that Justice John Paul Stevens wrote about in a New York Times op-ed published this week.
Former justice, thank goodness.
Is that what I said? Did I say that?
Yeah, clarifying former.
Right,
yeah.
Retired former. Said that we ought to repeal the Second Amendment. Now, he was on the Supreme Court from 75 to 2010. Said now this is a, quote, relic of the 18th century that saw a lifting in its previously limited reach in the District of Columbia versus Heller decision He said that case's ruling provided the NRA with a propaganda weapon of immense power, and overturning the Second Amendment would be simple, would do more to weaken the NRA's ability to stymie legislative debate and block constructive gun control legislation than any other option. Stevens is now 97.
Well, it's not going to happen.
No, it isn't.
I don't disagree with him. I think that it's the most out of touch and outdated piece of information that's even in the Constitution. But beyond that, it's not going to change. It's not going to be repealed.
And it shouldn't be repealed, because here's the thing, Victoria. We talk about slippery slopes. You repeal. Okay, so you don't like the Second Amendment. Do you like the First Amendment? Because if the Second Amendment goes, then why not set precedence to take away the First Amendment?
But really, I understand that. I hear a lot of people saying that, oh, the Second Amendment, I have to protect my family. What does that really mean? We're in this post-apocalyptic world where it's like a scene from a movie where your children are hiding behind you and you're shooting at the government that's coming into your house.
Like, well, yeah, actually, that's how we happen. I hope. We are only 200 years old. It happened. That's why we have a country. It's because it happened. When I came home and had a homeless lady living on my porch, I didn't know if she was there to do me harm, and the LAPD never came. They didn't come until the next day. In that case, it feels really good to have myself protected. Thankfully, I didn't have to use my weapon. I didn't have to use my firearm. But if that woman had attacked me, do you just want me to lay there and bleed out on the ground?
Hmm. All right. Well, certainly.
I don't. I want to fight.
Food for thought. There we go. But it's good. That's what we want. Just a little food for thought. 19 after the hour.
In today's automotive news, at a press conference at their world headquarters in Detroit, Ford announced new vehicles that are coming to dealers near you. Expect a brand new Ford Escape and a new Ford Explorer, which is currently the best-selling SUV in America. Ford are also adding off-road SUVs to their lineup, which includes the return of the Bronco and some new nameplates. This is just part of a whole new strategy from Ford, who reported that the Raptor alone outsold the entire Porsche line of cars. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
An easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like 8 Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day, so you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Whee! Oh, you melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red flesh apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings the right refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to New York. Drink responsibly.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
After the hour on the DJV show with Jen Jen and Victoria, Kara and I, the music from E.T. and the news is about Steven Spielberg, who was invited to participate with Carl's Jr., which is a big California hamburger chain. I don't think they're anywhere else but California, are they? I've never seen them anywhere. Yeah.
Maybe anywhere Vegas? Are they other places? It's the same chain, but they're called Hardee's on the East Coast.
Oh, okay. So it's owned by the same outfit. Okay.
Right.
Carl's Jr. had asked Steven Spielberg if they could have a new Spielburger in the on the menu. The restaurant chain has been touting a rebranded version of its charbroiled slider called Spielburgers in honor of Steven Spielberg and the new film that's out, Ready Player One. I think that's this weekend. In a tweet announcing the effort, the restaurant acknowledged that Spielberg had not signed off on the idea, but they said, oh, he'll probably be cool with it. Apparently he wasn't, though. He dashed the company's president a video posted on Twitter for his production company. His response followed a brief statement from Warner Brothers, which produces the new movie, saying, appreciate the hashtag Ready Player One love, but this is not approved. So a representative for Carl's Jr. acknowledged that the stunt had been an attempt to get the attention of Spielberg. Apparently they got that.
Yeah, along with the cease and desist.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. No Spielbergers.
What exactly did he say? I know we have an audio. I didn't listen to it.
It's recently come to my attention that Carl's Jr. wants to rename the charbroiled sliders Spielburgers, and they're pretty good, but I'm passing. Cease and desist. Can't do it. Sorry, guys.
See you later.
Sorry, guys. They're pretty good, though. Well,
yeah, pretty good. All right. Music news. Jack White, Chris Stapleton, Lionel Richie headlining the Pilgrimage Festival this year to a Nashville's rock and country legend. So these guys all together leading the charge at the Pilgrimage September 22nd and 23rd down in Franklin, Tennessee. Festival favors rock, country, gospel, pop, Americana music. The rest of the roster reflects a pretty interesting blend here. The Bleachers, Brandi Carlile. How's she related to Belinda? Is she somebody
not related?
Related. Not related, okay. Counting Crows, Amos Lee, and more. A lot of talent. So how many people want to go down to Nashville for this?
I would love to go to Nashville. I've never been.
Oh, it's a great
awesome.
City.
Yeah, yeah, my parents have been. They loved it.
Yeah, yeah. And they get great University of Vanderbilt. It's a very good school. All right, so that's that story. Let's move in to the David Bowie camp, or Bowie. You say Bowie, I say Bowie. That's
pretty the, sure we all say Bowie.
Yeah.
Bowie, okay.
That's
let's
you that says Bowie.
I say Bowie. Vandals have spray-painted a statue of Bowie after its unveiling in England. In green spray paint, the words RIP DB, that means rest in peace, David Bowie, and feed the homeless first. Instead of, I guess the message is, instead of building a statue, use the money to feed the homeless. Is that basically
that was,
what?
Yes, that's the intended message.
Yeah. So.
But these people, here's the thing, though. Whoever did that was very misguided, because this was a crowdfunded campaign that mm-hmm. paid for the statue. And yeah. so one of the guys from the BBC who helped promote it said that the irony is that taxpayers now have to pay for the cleanup.
Cleanup.
So it's the vandal who is ironically taking money away from the homeless people.
Yeah. Isn't that the case?
So, so dumb.
People sometimes don't think about that. And so, anyway, this guy was a legend, and he was an important part of life in England and around the rest of the world with his contribution. So maybe a statue is appropriate. I find it appropriate. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
The Geek Out. Nest has again begun to expand its product line. To go along with thermostats, fire alarms, and security systems is now a camera doorbell and a smart door lock. Nest's new doorbell camera is called Hello, and it hits all the expected features. HD, night vision, motion sensing, streaming, but along with a Nest Aware account will do facial recognitions to tell you when somebody specifically arrives. The lock, in partnership with the lockmaker Yale, allows for remote arming of the door, but also for codes to be set for individuals, like a dog walker that can be created and deleted on the fly. The Hello video doorbell camera rings in at $230 and the smart lock at $250. Both will integrate with Nest security system called Guard.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back to our DJV Conversation, the daily event that has lots of participants around the country. I'm participating, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. You know how we love to talk about what's going on in our most beloved states, the state of confusion, the state of California, the area of California that doesn't seem to fit is Orange County. For those of you who don't know, Orange County has a little bit more of a right angle to its... It's funny how people move into areas. Why would it be that Orange County would become a bastion for the right, the conservative, and the rest of the state is filled with left-wing lunatics? You wonder.
Well, not all of the state. The central part of California is a little more conservative.
In a farming area. Right. Yeah.
San Diego's a little more purple. Yeah. But, yeah, Orange County was always known as conservative. But you know what? It's actually starting to shift. It's not quite as conservative as it used to be, even though I know there's a news story coming out of there that indicates it's more conservative than at least some of California.
Well, they want to take on the rest of the state sanctuary laws. And I'm sure you've talked about this on your local L.A. program, Jennifer. The county supervisor said, quote, our officers actually face penalties under state law if they so much as talk to federal agents for the wrong thing. This is unacceptable, contrary to federal law, and they're fighting back as well they ought to, frankly. I think this stuff about sanctuary
citizens. Well, part of it is that crazy. Is that when you're sworn into office, right, when you're sworn into government, you take an oath to uphold the Constitution and uphold the law. And the law is, the Constitution states that the federal government is in control of immigration laws. And really what I think is so crazy with this is that our Attorney General, Javier Becerra, and look, I'm empathetic. If people are here doing the right thing, I'm okay with them staying. It's when people are here, they commit a crime, and then we're using taxpayer money to defend them so that they don't have to go back to their home. That's when it starts to push the limits for me. And Javier Becerra, our Attorney General, said that if I, as a business owner in California, have an ICE agent, have federal agents come to my office and say, look, we need to see your immigration forms, your I-9 forms, which as a California business, you're required to collect from all of your employees. I think actually it's a federal thing. Everybody has to collect it. If I show them those forms, I can either be thrown in jail or handed a $25,000 fine. Now, that to me, cooperating with the government should not be something that you should be thrown in jail and or fined for doing. That just doesn't seem right.
What lesson is that to children, to people in school who understand?
So that's why these cities are saying this isn't good. You're threatening our residents. You're threatening our law enforcement. And we're going to fight back on that. It's not even like they want to help deport people. They just want to be able to cooperate. If the federal government asks, they want to be able to answer the question.
Victoria, you don't agree with this, do you?
No, I don't. I agree with what Jen said. If people are here doing, my dad is an immigrant, so I'd be very hypocritical if I said, oh yeah, let's get rid of all of them or let's keep them all. My dad did everything by the book. He did it the right way. So that's what I want. People have said this for years.
A fair way.
The clearer path to citizenship for the right people. That's what I would like. This sanctuary city thing, I still do not fully understand it. I really don't. I live in New York City. It's a sanctuary. I don't get it. I don't get the purpose of it. I don't understand why we're using taxpayer dollars to defend criminals. I don't get any of it. So I'm with Jen 100% on this. If people are here and they want to do the right thing, if they want to, whether we mentioned earlier, if they want to join the military in lieu of, you know, or as a way to fast track getting citizenship, fine. There are so many other options. It just seems like no one's willing to be reasonable. And a reasonable thing is what Jen just said. It's if you're a criminal, no, you go. That's it. And if you genuinely want to stay for the right reasons, then fine. That's what America was built on.
I figure out how to do it. Also from California, 5 people were killed as a car plunged off the PCH, I think. Was that last night? When was that?
Jeez.
Yesterday at some point in time?
Did you must see have that? Been. I didn't hear about it. So, yeah, must have been.
It drove right off the cliff?
Right off the cliff. There's a funny story.
On purpose?
Associated Press. No, I don't think so. It didn't appear. This is that beautiful
Isn't
area.
Isn't that sad? I live in such a weird state where that could be something they did purposely.
This is a little south of San Francisco, off the PCH. Mendocino is the city. CHP identified the victims as 2 women from Oregon and 3 children. Apparently they were driving an older SUV, and it pulled onto the dirt turnout that you see many of, a lot of these places, and it was directly in front of a cliff, and they didn't stop and went over the cliff.
Wow.
Gosh. So that's the end of that.
Some of those roads, I've never driven up there myself.
They can be treacherous.
But they certainly are filmed a lot in movies and TV shows, and they look treacherous. There's no, like, some of them don't even look like they have any guardrails or anything. You can just sort of skid off the dirt, and then that's it.
Speaking of treacherous, last night on the plane coming back, I watched the movie that came out last summer called Detroit. Any of you familiar with that? The movie about what happened?
I didn't see it, but it looked like it was pretty good.
Well, I guess it would depend on what you define as pretty good. There's a lesson in it to be learned, and it's one. There have been a number of movies like this and books written about what happened in some of these places as the equal rights movement gained speed and momentum. It did not necessarily because of anything that was positive. The things like what happened in Detroit when there was this confrontation. All the police officers in Detroit at the time were white. The majority of Detroit's population is black. So right away, there's the makings of a mess. And then there were things that happened, incidents that happened, things, police officers shooting people just during the beginning of the riot season. It was hot and things were not working. And it just there was a breakdown, and there's some events that took place that led to more events taking place, and a couple of black men were shot in the back by police officers with shotguns, and it created what you would imagine in the heat of the summertime in the city. They burned half the city to the ground. And the stories of what went on, there's a certain amount of Hollywood in it, certain amount of exaggeration, but I lived through all of this. I was alive and in high school during the march in 64. And I was alive, and it wasn't just Detroit. There were these episodes in Chicago, in Toledo, in Cleveland.
Asbury Park, New Jersey, famously had race riots and the whole city burned and was left abandoned until only a few years ago.
Yeah. So when I see things, and I'm one who is not a race baiter, and I'm not even going to apologize for this, but I got to tell you, with what's gone on, and I've said this on the air probably a dozen times over the last maybe 12, 14, 15 months or a couple of years, when we've had these circumstances, when white officers shoot black guys in circumstances that are questionable, there are some things where it is, I don't want to use the word appropriate, but it seems that it was justified. This week, the Louisiana Attorney General ruling out criminal charges against two white police officers in Baton Rouge who killed this fellow, Anton Sterling was his name, if I remember, Anton Alton. I remember that?
Yeah.
The officer shot and killed him. They were outside of a convenience store, and this guy was selling CDs, and apparently he was selling them illegally. So the officer showed up on the scene to chase him away, and there was a wrestling match that came as a result of it. Sterling went to the ground, and one officer did not shoot. The other one did. And so all of this stuff quickly spread on social media. There were protests. 200 people were arrested. It was the same, kind of the same old story. And how many times has it been repeated in various parts of our country over the past? This was 2016. 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017, these things have happened. And I don't know what to make of it, frankly, because I wasn't there. But you look at the body cameras, and you look at the surveillance camera video that went viral, that recorded the encounter, and you have to think there's some, there's a doubt here in your mind. And I suppose maybe both sides, that's why the Attorney General, or maybe that's the excuse he used, because there was a doubt in his mind. But the fact that these things happen as much as they do, and it is between blacks and whites, makes me, I don't know, it used to make me crazy. I don't think it's making me crazy anymore. But it gives me cause to wonder, what is there that people don't like about black? What is there about skin pigmentation? Is it that there are things that they think have been done in mass? The story of Detroit partially figures around a couple of white girls who are from Toledo that happen to be in Detroit on vacation, and the black men who were paying attention to them, and how the white police officers would take the butt end of their rifles and whack the girls and the guys over the head with them as a, I suppose, a demonstration of their disgust with a white girl hanging around with a black guy at the time.
Yeah, you know, the thing, the guy in, was it Sacramento? I think it was Sacramento last week, right? The guy who was in front of his grandmother's house, and he apparently fit the description of someone who had vandalized a car.
Right.
The cops show up, they draw their guns, he runs, and, okay, that's the thing. That a lot of people have been talking about this right there. If you pause that story, he ran. Mm-hmm. Every black man in America is going to say that's what you should do, because even when you don't run, you end up dead. And unfortunately, that is true.
And
that has been true in so many cases.
Yep.
So, you know, the white police officers, and I've seen people on the news over the weekend talking about it, oh, well, you know, he shouldn't have run. Really? That's all. That's a practice. practically a cultural thing at this point. Running from the police, because even when you try to do the right thing, like your, what was the Philando Castile, right? In the car, I have a permit. I'm going to show you my gun permit with the wife and the girlfriend and the baby in the back, and he still ended up dead. You can't. It's a terrible situation, and I don't see how they're going to fix it.
I also think it's very, very easy to look at a situation and say, why would you run? Why would you run? But if you're in a backyard and you know you're innocent and someone pulls a gun out on you, what's your first response? I mean, if you have not broken the law and you're not a criminal, if someone pointed a gun at me, I don't know what I would do. I might run. I might try to get out of that situation as fast as possible. I doubt that I would be in that situation because I'm a young, blonde, white girl.
Yeah.
But,
are you blonde now?
Well, my hair is blondish brown. I don't know if that's the most important part of the story.
Right.
Leave it to me to find what's the nuance here.
Hey, guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Attention golfers, do you lose strokes every time you land in a bunker? If so, check out a new 56-degree sand wedge that has sole channels. Go to ProTouchWedges.com. The open channels on the sole allow you to cut through the sand easily, just like a bunker rake. This new 56-degree ProTouch sand wedge now makes greenside bunker shots simple. Just swing like you do on all regular pitch shots. Square stance and square face. Then let the sole channels do the work for you. Less resistance through the sand guarantees you'll get more sand saves. Plus, the patented sole channel design conforms to USGA rules. Finally, the most dreaded shot in all of golf is no longer a problem. Go to ProTouchWedges.com to learn how to get a free 60-degree lob wedge with the purchase of a 56-degree sand wedge. Enter promo code RAY. That's ProTouchWedges.com. Promo code RAY.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
I'm having that 6:59 feeling again.
What?
You know, that mini panic attack right before the workday starts when you're sure you've forgotten something?
Nope, that's my favorite time of day. I work with Cintas, so I always know we're ready for the workday. They handle our uniforms, fire extinguishers, first aid, safety training, floor mats, and restroom supplies.
I think I need to call Cintas.
They might just make a morning person out of you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
FT3 after the hour. Aren't you glad you're here? You hear the theme in the background from Warren Eckstein's Pet Show. Warren has a program that is... It's not... It is good. I don't know who's in charge of that sound effect, Warren. Warren has not only a great program, but he has a great website, petshow.com, and you can go to his award-winning this supplemental business. He's got Hugs and Kisses for Dogs and Cats. Is fabulous. You want to check that out as well. We missed, Warren, being able to celebrate National Puppy Day to create and celebrate the magic and the unconditional love that puppies bring into our lives. It was, I think, last Friday, bringing awareness to the need for care, homes for orphaned pups, as well as to educate folks about the horrors of puppy mills across the country. So if you go to nationalpuppyday.com, you can still get information. And as I speak these words, I am aware of what's going on at Victoria's place, and the two of you are just having this conversation about this puppy that she is fostering as the folks, what, you brought 46 dogs up from your organization?
Yeah.
43.
Largest puppy. We brought them all up from Puerto Rico, and so there a lot of fosters around New York City. We're all helping out. So we have this adorable little girl. She's 10 weeks old. Her name's Adela. And she's got a lot of energy. And she goes to sleep at night. She'll go into her crate, and that's fine. She feels very comfortable in there. But then at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's wine central. And so how do we sleep through the night with our puppy?
Hi, Warren. What's your recommendation for putting the puppy at ease or give it a Mickey or whatever it is.
Foster mom needs to sleep.
First of all, Victoria, that's why God created makeup, okay? So they need all that sleep. Let me explain a few things. I get this a lot. If it were a baby, okay, a young child that you took into your home and it went to sleep at you what time and woke up in the middle of the night, everything would be fine. Puppies are no different. They sleep for shorter periods of time and they wake up. Does it go on for a long period of time? That depends on you. If you reinforce the behavior by constantly going and reacting to the dog waking up in the middle of the night, I know it's hard to say no. It's hard to say put those earmuffs on and cover your ears, but that's the way to resolve it. A couple of things that are important, though. You're talking about covering the house with, like, these pads. When a puppy first wakes up, you can rest assured they have to go out. When a puppy has just been exercised, you can rest assured they have to go out. So if you can determine specifically when the dog is getting up and when exercising, you can pretty much determine when the dog needs to go. Also, at this age, you need to feed him at minimum 3 to 4 times a day. Mm-hmm. And again, 15 to 20 minutes after he eats, he's going to go. So if you can regulate the system, that would be beneficial. But here's the biggest mistake that people make with a puppy when they're trying to housebreak them. The dog pees or poops on the floor. What do? You run to the cupboard, you get Mr. Clean, Top Job, God knows what you clean up with. Every one of those products contains ammonia. You ever changed a baby's diaper? It's like you might as well pee on the floor because you're putting down the same odor from the dog that you're lifting up. So you have to make sure you get rid of the odor entirely, not just cover it up by another smell. Also, start your training now. You're going to be adopting this dog. Bless you for fostering. I admire people that do it. Start training right now. The same energy and the same intelligence it takes for a puppy to learn how to do something wrong can be used to focus on something right. So pay a lot of attention to the puppy when he's doing nothing. He's sleeping, go over and pet him. He's lying down, go over and pet him. Don't just pay a lot of attention when he's being obnoxious and chasing the other dogs. Pay the attention when he's doing absolutely
reinforce
nothing.
Reinforce the good behavior. Right.
Positive reinforce. Yeah. Like children. You do the same thing with children.
Yeah. Now, the one other question I have, though, at night with the crate, she's in the living room with our two other dogs who sleep on their beds, but then the whining happens, and then my husband comes out in the middle of the night, and he sleeps with her on the couch, and just to get her to be quiet, because we have neighbors, we live in an apartment building. I've read some people say to put the crate in the bedroom with us. Is that something we should try for tonight?
I absolutely would try, and you might find the other dog starting to come in the bedroom as well.
Okay.
Yeah, but definitely because, you know, dogs, they're used to hearing other things breathing at this age. You know, other puppies in their litter breathing, their mother breathing. So I think it would be a good idea. Actually, why don't you put the puppy in bed with you?
That's
But anyway, yeah, bringing him into the room can make all the difference in the world. A lot of exercise is really critical at this point. Training, focus on the good. Don't focus on all the negative that he's doing. He's only 10 weeks old, and you should be absolutely fine. And make sure you clean up with a product that neutralizes any odors that the dog may leave behind.
That's a great tip. Thank you. Yeah.
There you
go.
That's the tip for everybody who's going through this. And more of you, if you can foster dogs, a great way to sort of do some payback or pay ahead or whatever you want to call it. Here's a note, Warren, from Claudette Cleish, who says, Doug, I just want to let you know that one of the things that I really like about your love of animals, in the way you discuss them on the air, I have great passion as well. Know that you're a wonderful person because you love your animals, especially the way you used to talk about your dog Charlotte, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are not a lot of people on the radio talking about that. Well, Warren is, that's for sure. Check out his weekend program at thepetshow.com, 59 past the hour. And thank you, Claudette.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.